Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What we hear about the economy in this country is bad news, but there is some good news this morning, Danielle. If your name starts with A, in fact, if it is one of two names that start with A, because you are much more prepared to handle any kind of financial crisis with,
yes,
with one of these two names. And this comes from science, correct?
It does come from science. Okay. There's a British investment firm, eToro, had some researchers come in, and they analyzed their database of 12 million users, and they wanted to figure out which names had achieved the best and worst investment returns over the past 12 months. Uh-huh. And what they found was people who people who had the names Anna or Andy.
Huh.
Were the ones who, or excuse me, Andrew or Anna. My screen just froze, so I couldn't get back to the stupid thing of the story. I know, but I have a very bad short-term memory.
I rub off on people.
You do.
And you ender.
I've heard that. Anyway, people who are named Andrew and Anna are the ones who are the best with money. Those people, over the last year, had the best returns over what their investments were.
All right.
People who ran the study said that studies have shown the way people react to you can vary on depending what your name is. So there could actually be some weight behind this and not just like, oh, it's a coincidence.
Right. So it's like when people hear the name Ken and they immediately assume communist.
Right.
Nope.
Yes.
Solid, dependable. And I will point out this. The only person on the show who's been right about the two biggest things in the world the last year, Tom Brady and coronavirus. Only person who nailed them both. Thank you very much, Laird Man. Right again.
How did you nail? Tell me how you nailed Captain Longstick from the back. How did you nail the coronavirus?
I told you it was a serious threat.
Because you were out hoarding things.
I stockpiled a 2-week supply. I took it seriously. You mocked it.
Yeah, I did not mock it.
Hillman 0-for-2 with Brady and coronavirus.
Listen, I have said, I think that there is when you listen.
This is why Howard Stern got Brady.
Danielle, is there room at the dog pound for me to broadcast? Yes. It's getting the tension. Being the human shield between the two is not comfortable.
I have room for one more mic input.
I am.
Whoa. That's what she said.
I'm all in.
Wow.
I'm all in with what we need. What we need to do, and that is listen to the guidelines and follow them. I'm all in with that. I just have always been concerned about people and their jobs and what the new economy is going to look like. I mean, have you thought at all about whether it's May 4th or May 5th or June 1st? Or have you thought about which businesses are going to be unable to, the way their business model works, unable to even exist after this? Like, I was thinking yesterday about movie theaters, for instance.
Yeah.
Do you think
that
on May the 5th or in June or July, the people are going to actually go and sit next to somebody else in a movie theater? That business is going to have to completely reinvent itself if it's even able to survive. I mean, think about, what about Broadway? you know, Nick, your family was in the dinner theater. Is anybody going to go to a Broadway show? I mean, that business is probably it's probably finished.
I have friends that were on Broadway, Greg, who are now doing roofing work and housing in Maine.
But I'm just talking about the people who are losing their jobs. That is the immediate, you know, horror of this.
Well, what about our world, Greg? I mean, going to sporting events.
Right.
I mean, now I've always wondered when that would actually sort of wear off on people going to actual live events when you have HDTV, the best vision you've ever had of any game in your living room.
Yeah.
But now combine the fear of the germs and everything, I think that's going to take a big hit.
What about, are people going to even, what about WeWork?
Not happening.
Yeah, we're out of work.
Are people going to go to those places and work next to somebody?
Probably not.
And they also figured out that they can do that. If they want to do that, they can just do that from home and zoom their way into it. I mean, what about a public pool or a private pool club? Are people going to go to those kinds of things anymore? Club. What? Or public pool. I mean, people should...
Greg, you don't hang out with people that only have the pool membership. Stop it.
Roof decks are struggling too, Greg.
No, but also, think about this. How about, I know it's not the easiest thing to relate to, but how about golf clubs, country clubs, who depend on hospitality and people playing?
Sure. Well, golf
all that
be,
money is gonzo.
Honestly, golf should be like the... Should be the safest event. You can play. It should be the sport that everybody. I mean, you can social distance yourself when it comes to golfing.
Well, canceled Wimbledon.
I know.
Big news yesterday in Florida: canceled all golf in the state of Florida. Can't golf. My dad's club down in Jupiter can't golf. The state is going insane.
I think there are entire, you know, the restaurants and bars. I tend to be focused on that because. I like to eat out. Mm-hmm. But that whole model, like, can you imagine a club? Like, if you own the Grand, right? You're Ed and Joe Kane. Like, are people going to be, when are people going to be going back? Maybe that's different because of the predominant age group who's not going to be worried about it. You know, the spring break. The spring breakers that we have discussed on this show many, many times, they're going to still be going out and maybe doing their thing. But there are
get drunk before everything closes.
Before it closes. Yeah, but there are going to be entire businesses that are going to be unable to perform the way they used to perform from a business model perspective. Mm-hmm.
What about amusement parks?
Probably done, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Can you imagine what water, like a water slide? Can you imagine
water
getting,
country?
Do you think people are
that's
gonna,
already a petri dish?
Are people going to want to go and get? So I think
the only thing that won't be stopped are the Disney files.
I don't know.
They will
Danielle,
risk life.
They're not about opening that, anytime
I don't know.
Soon, Danielle.
Some of those people are really hardcore.
That's one third of the Disney Corporation's income. We think they make it all with the Avengers movies and the Toy Story and the toys and Disney Plus and everything else. Yeah. A third comes from their theme parks. They're not opening. On a local level, Greg, Canopy Lake, Whalum.
Yeah, no. What about carpooling? Texter says, are you going to ever carpool with anybody? Because you can't sit 6 feet apart from somebody in a carpool.
Four people in a Prius, verboten.
What about, here's a texter asking about Starbucks, where people just sit around with their laptops and they're, they could do it, but you're only going to be able to get five people in there.
I think we could put that in the positive category, smarmy douches that sit in Starbucks for 3 hours.
Right.
And bring their entire desktop, not their laptop.
Act
desktop.
Like they're reading a resume.
Let's see here.
I'm updating my LinkedIn at Starbucks.
Here's a text that says, it's not only the people who are going to lose their jobs right away, but there's going to be a domino effect. Well, yeah. I mean, I think we're probably, when it comes to recovery, it's a year at least. I mean, it's not by the end
Easy.
Of the year.
No.
It's not immediate. It's going to be a long time, long time. This is Mike from Wakefield. What's up, Mike?
Hi, it's Danielle. I have an additional mic input. You are a national treasure. It's just too bad that you can't handle a younger guy. So first of all,
attaboy.
First of all, if you don't think that we have enough reserve, active military and police, also security personnel, to lock down this country, you are sadly mistaken, my friend. Second of all, I am all for registry. Like those dumbasses that want to go congregate for Easter, please send out a national waiver, and anybody who signs that, you can't go to a hospital. Good luck with everything that you got. I mean, seriously, when we talk about a thinning of the herd, think about the 5 to 7% of the Jerry Springer crowd that we could do without.
So, Mike, you're talking about the dumbest of the day today, which was this pastor who announced.
I certainly am.
He announced yesterday that he wants to have a Woodstock-like Easter service with thousands of people gathering together.
Let them all have it.
And all they have to do is sign a waiver that they won't utilize valuable hospital services. That's what you're saying,
seriously,
right?
Just like when you sign up to play football when you're a kid, right? You sign a waiver, you acknowledge what you're doing, you acknowledge the danger that you're putting yourself in, and let them go.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah.
Just like those Pokemon people falling off cliffs looking for Pikachu.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or the selfie people. I mean, how many people have we lost when it comes to trying to get the greatest selfie photo? I mean, people fall off cliffs. People are hit by trains. People, I mean, you know, we've lost a lot of people to that in this country.
Not enough. I mean, that's the correct answer to that, Greg, was not enough.
Not enough.
The problem with that is these evangelist people, they're not going to die. They pass it on to you or somebody else unwittingly.
I honestly would like to ask, where in your day-to-day interactions from Brighton to Brookline do you interact with mega church-going televangelists?
Well, I don't, but some grandma in Washington County, Pennsylvania will.
What about the tea? I mean,
it's
a big issue for you,
don't
Greg.
Don't worry, it's broken down this morning again.
I'm surprised that the MBTA has not been shut down. I get that people have to use it and go somewhere, but I mean.
So you're not taking the bus home today?
Running, Greg, it is still broken down this morning at Quincy Adams. Yeah. So there you go.
We are going to give away a Tom Brady autographed jersey at 7:30. It's Brady Week. We'll be joined by Heath Evans at 8:30 for Brady Week. I think must listen to this afternoon with OMF. Drew Bledsoe will be on at 4:30 during Brady Week. So our long, drawn-out farewell to Tom Brady continues for another couple days. But right now, what is trending here at WEEI?
Morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Coors Light. We all miss baseball, but take some time to remember your favorite opening day memories. Opening day dreaming delivered by Coors Light. And some of those great baseball memories.
Let's mention that we should be broadcasting from some bar near Fenway right now. This would be the home opener.
Where would you be?
Well, I mean, traditionally, forever, as long as the old show existed almost, we were at the Baseball Tavern. But the Baseball Tavern is no more. No more Baseball Tavern. But
nothing's different at 3 because that would have been the third inning and you would have been gone from the game anyway.
I normally stick around for the home opener, Curtis, at least till the 7th or
you
later.
Stick around the Fenway area till the 7th.
Not necessarily within Fenway. In the area.
So sad.
Yes.
Well, if you've been missing Joe Castiglione, you'll hear him tonight across the Shaws in Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, 7 o'clock, EEI Sox Classics, ALDS 2018 Game 1, Yankees at the Red Sox, Chris Sale v. Jay Happ. So there you go. Get some baseball in. And Mutt will be your studio host for all the festivities. That is great news. Now, as far as the Brady Week goes, of course, this is celebrating Brady's 20 years. RestaurantStrong.org, the place to go. Did you hear Teddy Bruschi yesterday confirm what Curtis and I have been telling you for months, that it was Belichick's fault that Brady left?
You know, it's the decision the organization made. Bill made the decision about moving on, and you know, I've got to think that, you know, if things worked out and Tom was in a situation or got a deal that he was happy with from the team, he would have stayed.
What do you think about that, Hillman? Teddy Bruschi saying Belichick's fault.
What a spin.
It's not fault.
He just said it.
How is that spin?
It's not his fault. A decision does not belie fault.
Spin is Bob Kraft saying if Brady wanted to be here, he'd still be here. That's spin.
You think it was the correct decision?
We will find out at some point, Ken.
Stay tuned, Ken.
Stay tuned. By the way, Teddy Bruschi during that interview donating $1,000 to Restaurant Strong. So let's give him some credit for that. That's nice.
And how about the crafts? You got to give it up for this Wall Street Journal exclusive that they flew their private plane, the Patriots plane, to China and are bringing back 1,000,095 masks. Bob Kraft himself donated $2 million, according to this report, to half the cost of the goods. And they're shipping 300,000 to New York because he's got a soft spot for New York, Columbia University in his past. But a lot of it's going to Massachusetts, obviously. So that is huge, especially with the stockpile, the national stockpile, allegedly empty.
I guess one could theoretically contrast that action against the action of any other sports franchise owner here in the city of Boston.
And, right.
One could make a judgment about other owners and what they have done during this crisis. And
correct.
Robert Kraft has coughed up $2 million in his plane, sent it over there, and others are still trying to figure out a way to keep some of their employees working during this time.
Just wait until I reveal my master plan.
Yes, what has John Henry done? Has John Henry done anything?
His newspaper had an editorial that said that Trump has blood on his hands.
I've been eating so little, I actually got caught up in a breeze like a kite. I just landed yesterday.
I assume you're in isolation, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I'm on the Pazuti 1. I got knocked over by a sail. John overboard.
Why don't you maybe you could sail the yacht over there. Yeah. Do you sail a yacht or do you motor it?
You charter it, right?
One would charter it.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, great. The crafts are. Remember they sent the plane down to pick up the Florida kids from that school where they had the school shooting. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of that.
Meek Mill with a private plane, I think.
Yes. I think they did. Yes. So that's nice.
And that's what's trending now, Hillman. On the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm a sleepwalking cheater with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am a world's most goddamn.
Moments away from giving you the chance to win an autographed Tom Brady jersey during Brady Week here at WEEI, and this is Joe from Lowell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Greg. What's up today?
Same, kind of the same. I don't. I'm just happy if I can figure out what day it is. It's very confusing.
Greg, I would like to be able to go down to my local barber and get a haircut.
Yes,
but I cannot do that. But apparently, Bob Kraft can fly his plane to the epicenter of this disease, China, and bring back infected masks to the masses.
Well, wait a second.
Is that what's happening right now?
You can't think it's. I mean, we have to go.
Where do people think we're making China?
We have to go and get the masks where the masks are.
Right.
I mean, I don't. And
well, Greg, I mean, Spaz implored New Balance to start making masks, and they are now making masks. Do we really have to go to China to get them?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a great question. And by the way, I hate giving credit to our former producer, but Anthony Spaz Parziali was on this show last week demanding that New Balance.
He led the charge.
He did. And they started like 2 days later.
Amazing.
When Spaz speaks, people listen.
Mm-hmm. Like Belichick.
Or maybe they don't listen.
Yeah. I mean, What is the
I mean, is that really what, I mean, in all the things that we could be doing right now, doesn't that sound to be the most strangest? Go to the epicenter of this disease, fly your private plane there, and bring materials back from the epicenter to our country?
Well, he's not flying it. I mean, he's not going to be on it. I mean, I would guess that that would be a mission in which the pilots would probably not get off the plane.
Oh, you never know.
I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, obviously, all of the masks are going to be super infected, and then they're going to come back. That's his plan hey, everyone, are you paying too much attention to this Tom Brady to the Buccaneers thing?
Correct.
I'm going to fly my plane to China.
And the crew did stay on the plane. That was a requirement. And they were worried they would have to quarantine 14 days before they were allowed to come back, but they navigated that.
They got through all the red tape. Yes.
I wish they could have brought back that doctor who was the whistleblower who's totally disappeared in China.
That is a horrible story. We talked about that this week. And great reporting by 60 Minutes Australia on
Excellent.
That. But that poor woman has just disappeared. I mean, it happens a lot in China. Mm-hmm. Guessing, but
on the so-called whistleblower,
she wanted to warn the world about coronavirus,
risked her life,
and now she's risked her life. Like, and when is somebody going to hold them accountable and be like, "Where is this lady?
Why is it Australia's 60 Minutes that's covering this? Why isn't it the New York Times, the Boston Globe?"
Great question, Curtis. Hello, hey Shane.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Shane?
Not much. You know what's really been going off this craft story of him going all the way to China to pick up these million masks? Mm-hmm. Something that's really been kind of chopping my ass lately is, you know, anytime I'm out and I at the grocery store, you know, pharmacy, gas station, whatever, I'm seeing people out and about wearing these masks.
Yes.
And from everything that I've been told, you're only supposed to be wearing a mask if you're sick. So I can only come up with two conclusions. These people that are wearing the masks are either A, out and about in public and they're sick, or B, they're just hoarding these masks for themselves and being selfish and taking them away from the medical professionals.
This is one of those things that nobody can be clear on.
Right.
Because last week, or maybe it was even Monday, the CDC said it is best for everybody in the country to wear a mask or a scarf or a bandana or, you know, whatever.
A lot of people have scarves.
I don't know. I'd prefer that the people who are on the front lines wear them and use them. And, but again, I'm not an expert.
Except Max Lane.
But at the same time, though, if we're complaining about people being seen in public or going to a retail outlet to pick up some supplies wearing a mask, I didn't hoard them. I happen to have had a couple in my supply from ages ago. If I have a couple
How do you
masks,
have a mask in your supply,
because
were
a bunch of us
were impersonating a doctor or something.
Let's get out the funny joke before I can explain myself. I bought a bunch of masks years
you
ago
go home?
When my kids
were
born.
Would you like to go home? You can work from home if you want. You can work
I had
from home.
A couple of masks when a bunch of us were sick after the second child was born, and so they just sat in supplies.
I have one
Greg
from
Hill
a home
masks?
Improvement project.
We do have. I think we have some. We still have some Greg Hill show masks left.
Wow.
They would fetch
a few of them.
I apologize. That's where Stiz has been. He's been selling those for $50 a pop.
Poor Stiz.
I know.
Let's see. Here's a text asking if Danielle, if you were cringing when the caller said most strangest.
Yeah, I you know, he was trying to get a
you
point
know what
out,
he meant.
So I let. Yeah.
Well, listen. Thankfully, there are some people who are trying to continue when it comes to during this time with normal activities. Unfortunately, in Florida, not like the rest of us, there were some who wanted to have they insisted on having a gender reveal party.
Yeah.
During this most trying time for our country. And it did not go well. I mean, do they ever go well?
Not usually.
I feel like we should ban gender reveal parties because people get injured, people die. In this case, Danielle, the gender reveal party led to a 10-acre fire in Florida.
Yes, it did. happened on Saturday. They were using a weapon and some other things in order to do the gender reveal, some kind of chemicals, uh-huh. and it just did not go the way that they planned. 10-acre fire in the county. And this is the fire rescue chief, Mark Schollmeyer.
Especially during all these potential COVID responses and medical responses, it can quickly overwhelm resources. And, you know, by that, I mean, it will leave no resources available to respond to those medical calls when needed.
Yeah. I mean, delay the gender reveal party, or at least do it in some sort of a safe manner if you could.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Governor Baker just tweeted regarding the Patriots plane, no days off. Thanks to some serious teamwork, Massachusetts is set to receive over 1 million N95 masks for our frontline workers. Huge thanks to the crafts and several dedicated partners for making this happen.
That's great news. I think I'm not worried about, I mean, they're not going to bring infected masks over. That's like people are paranoid.
You do need to sterilize the used ones, right? Like no healthcare worker would want Fitzy's old mask, correct?
Well, haven't you heard the president multiple times talk about this company from Ohio that
up
created,
to 20 times?
Yeah, they created a way to sterilize the masks.
We've never seen anything like it. They're throwing them out. They're very expensive.
But how can we never celebrate the massive amount of American ingenuity that's going on? Why? Mm-hmm. Like, how come Ken? Why don't you ever celebrate that? Why don't you ever talk about
to celebrate it?
Why don't you talk about Mike Lindell shutting his factories, switching his factories over to make masks as opposed to making the most comfortable sheets ever in the history of sheets, the Gaza Dream sheets?
It's a great job. Trump should have ordered him to do it two months ago.
How about your friends up in your adopted home continent of Maine at L.L. Bean now making masks and gowns?
Yeah, mm-hmm. New Balance making mm-hmm. masks. I mean, I...
But you realize we're out. The national stockpile is out. That's why Bob Kraft has to go to these extraordinary measures. How does that happen?
Because unprecedented events occurred, Ken. This is unprecedented.
Yeah, and for 2 months, Trump did not take it seriously. What do you not understand about that?
It wasn't because of the impeachment.
Didn't we just talk yesterday on the show, I believe, in the first half of the program, about a bunch of medical supplies in January being sold back to China? Well, now Robert Kraft has used some of his hard-earned money or your Patriot concessions to take them back. This is how business works sometimes. It may suck, but hey, ingenuity picking up. Ford making sanitizer and ventilators. Keep it up, people. This is inspiring.
All right, we're going to get to the news coming up in just a little bit. We will discuss why an Australian man dressed as a Barney the Dinosaur in order to try to break the quarantine rules. Right now, though, it's Brady week, and I have an autographed Tom Brady jersey to give away. We are celebrating 20 years of Tom Brady, bidding him a fond farewell for the rest of this week. And if you go to weei.com/jersey and enter the code word rings, you will be entered to win the autographed Brady Patriots jersey. So go to weei.com/jersey and enter the code word rings, and one of you will win maybe the last autographed Tom Brady jersey ever. I mean, Tom's the kind of guy who probably if you ran into him in Tampa Bay, maybe at Hooters or some sort of a chain restaurant.
Twin Peaks.
He'd probably still be willing to sign a Brady jersey. He's not going to not sign Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Patriots Brady jersey.
Question. Will he be a hardo the same way Mike Vrabel autographs your Patriots memorabilia with Tighten Up Mike Vrabel?
Oh, God.
No, does he really?
Yes, he does. He refuses to go Pats. He writes Tighten Up.
All right. Well, Brady Week is brought to you by Sam Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England, and it is all to benefit RestaurantStrong.org. That is a partnership between Sam Adams and the Greg Hill Foundation, raising funds for those who are unable to work currently in the restaurant and bar industry. And you can go to RestaurantStrong.org to donate. That's RestaurantStrong.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news
in 3, 2, 1
with your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
Coming up after 8, our new feature on this show, the top 5 most beautiful briefing moments from the White House yesterday, but right now the news.
So yesterday, the president started out his press update with comments on the drug war and the cartels, and that really upset Ken, and upset me too, because Ken thought it was a bit of a red herring, but I was like, for the first 2 minutes, I'm like, okay, we're starting with drug war, and then it was a half hour, and then he's bringing out the military guys.
What's wrong with that? What is wrong with you people? Why do you hate this country?
It's a coronavirus update. I mean, leave the cartel stuff for later.
That guy, one of those guys was a real hardo.
Oh, yeah, big time.
When that guy got out there, I was at full attention. I wanted to drop and do 40 push-ups immediately.
And you couldn't.
I thought it was weird he gave Marty and Wendy Bird the Congressional Medal of Freedom.
When are they going to start doing these from a riverboat casino?
Yep, the Missouri Bell, baby.
I mean, what is wrong with pointing out that the cartels are trying to take advantage of the impression of America that we're falling apart by coming over here and selling more drugs?
Did you notice the move that he pulled, which was based off one of the most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday when he said the military guys are always the best guests on the late night shows? Yes, and yes. Then yesterday he proceeds to have like 3 military guys.
Oh, that was great. I had no problem with it. Ken's losing his mind.
Why would anyone come at America now? We've got the most ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
The president did speak about sending ships to stop the drug cartels. We can play that cut from yesterday. Let's cut one, Ken. Sorry.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere to protect the American people from the deadly scourge of illegal narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives.
All right. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Governor Baker announced yesterday that there will be an investigation launched into the veteran deaths at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. They announced.
What an awful thing that
is. This
is
a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
And it sounds like there may have been some people asleep at the wheel over there, which is just awful. Awful.
There were 2 more resident deaths announced yesterday. The total so far, 15.
Oof.
Governor yesterday said the state has hired attorney Mark Perlstein to conduct an independent investigation of the facility. Excuse me. And here's the governor.
We hired Mark Perlstein this morning, who is a former first assistant prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Massachusetts, is currently a partner at McDermott, Will & Emery to conduct an independent investigation with respect to what happened. and when it happened, and what didn't happen, and what didn't, and when it didn't happen, and the period leading up to the discovery on Sunday night about what the state of play was there. And we are going to make sure Mark and his team have access to all the services and all the people that they need access to get to the bottom of what took place.
They put the guy who was running. They did suspend the guy who was running it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I assume it's suspended with pay or whatever.
Well, but, pending the outcome of the investigation, as always.
Criminal. I mean, if you didn't act in a way to protect these people, that to me that's criminal, and that ought to be what they determine.
People are using very creative methods to try to sneak out of their homes to visit loved ones and friends because they're going a little stir crazy during the pandemic and the lockdown. There's a man from Buenos Aires, Argentina, who was arrested by the police earlier this week. He's 52 years old, and he left the house dressed as Barney, the dinosaur. And he was going to his girlfriend's house, gets stopped by the police, and lies to them and tells them that he was on his way to work a children's birthday party.
Oh,
we shouldn't be having those
very
either.
Very creative.
he was arrested for leaving the house and also for failing to provide registration papers for his motorcycle. They've got a situation in Argentina where you can only leave to go for food or medicine, and that's pretty much it. You can't leave your house other than that.
Well, what if you're Barney the what if you really are Barney the dinosaur doing kids parties? You probably shouldn't be going to a party with a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can have the kids parties if you can't leave your house.
Yeah. I'll just see you guys on Zoom. Ho, ho, ho.
So the spring break nightmare continues to unfold. 28 spring breakers have tested positive for coronavirus. In late March, 70 students from the University of Texas, Austin, all in their 20s, chartered a plane to Cabo. In late March. Okay. March. This wasn't like it was March 1st. This was the end of March.
Where were these parents?
I don't know. Not stopping them, I guess, evidently.
Okay.
So earlier this week, they announced that they were testing some students. And then now we find out that 28 of the 70, more than a third of the people, have come back and tested positive for coronavirus. A lot of them are under public health monitoring right now. They've told people to stay home. People are really upset about this, especially other people that are trying to be responsible. This is Texas House Speaker Dennis Bonin.
Quit being an ass. That's my message, candidly. Get over yourselves. Whether you think this is an issue or not, it is. Whether you think it could affect you or not, it does. The reality of it is, if I'm a college kid who's going to spring break in Mexico, you're affecting a lot of people. Grow up.
Grow up.
And 28 of them got it?
Yep, 28.
40%.
If I get corona, I get corona.
And you did. Congratulations.
Oh, Texas happens to be a state that has not issued a statewide shutdown. I wonder why. I wonder why they're having problems.
Well, like, Greg said yesterday, they're the most bored state.
Yeah, they are. They are the most bored state out of all the states.
Yep.
We are still out honking other states now. We're sort of measuring what we're doing against everybody else. We're better than you. We're superior. We lock ourselves in better.
Well, correct. I mean, can you give the governor a little credit for finally shutting down the construction sites? That happened night before last, so no more construction. Done.
Finally.
Finished.
Excellent.
No construction. Up until May 4th, no construction going on in the state whatsoever. You're happy with that, right?
Took a little while, but yes, very happy. Good job.
O.J. Simpson thinks that Carol Baskin murdered her husband.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is my lead this morning. Sad news. American hero Joe Exotic is in coronavirus isolation.
National treasure.
In a federal prison in Texas.
Whew.
And so we're awaiting the results. 14-day quarantine for Joe Exotic.
First Chris Cuomo, now Joe Exotic.
I know.
America would be more upset, I believe, if Joe Exotic were to pass due to the corona. That
100%.
Man is the most popular person in America right
100%.
Now.
Yes,
100%.
Yes, he is.
OJ believes that Carol did kill her husband. Do we have audio from
Yes,
the
he
juice?
Put a video out on the Twitter machine yesterday.
All right.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
Did you see Lord. His Twitter yesterday, Greg? April Fool's Day, he tweeted, "I did it." Just kidding, April Fool's.
Did he really
did
do,
he
that?
Do that?
13,000 retweets.
Oh, my God.
What a...
Do we have enough time to break down how relatable OJ presented himself? Tiger Tsushima, I golfed in the middle of the pandemic.
Well, he's wearing gloves. Like in the video, he's wearing gloves.
And if we let that video play, he said, "I'm loving Brady Week on EEI."
I'm such a D-bag OJ Simpson. And he's walking around free and he slaughtered two people.
Tiger Tsushima.
I can't. What else, Danielle?
Good Lord.
Wiggy, love that video.
You know, we talk about exercise hardos on the show all the time.
Yes.
There's actually a couple of them in the news this morning because of the lockdown and the cancellations of all the big races.
Yeah, I think when we did our bracket of the most annoying pandemic people, the insisting on exercise hardos, like Nick, were on the list. So, yes.
How quickly we fall from the Peloton. First gentleman.
Listen, I lost my focus on Allie Love and other Peloton instructors because of Chanel Rion from OAN.
So but, that's what it's going to take to get you back on the bike?
Yeah, I'll go for a run today.
Okay.
Jog.
Make sure you IG it.
Quick jog.
Okay. Put your hat on. But the first guy is a British man, James Campbell. He's a former professional javelin thrower. And yesterday, he ran a marathon in his backyard. He just looped around and around and around and around and around.
How long did that take?
Took him, I think, like somewhere in the vicinity of 6 hours, something like that. I'm trying to find the time on his.
In his backyard?
In his backyard. He raised like $22,000 for Britain's National Health Service prior to the pandemic. Yeah. And he wanted it, you know, to go. It was just over 5 hours and then he ran it. So he raised all that money and neighbors were kind of checking in with him, yelling encouragement. And he just ran around and around in the backyard. There's also a guy in the south of France who ran it on his 23-foot balcony twice. Took him about 6 hours and 48 minutes, and he just ran back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for hours. And he did it two times because he's a super hardo. So people are still getting the marathons done, evidently.
Yeah. Who's the other one?
That was the south of France guy the second one.
A 23-foot balcony?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine like that? I would go nuts after 5 minutes.
Several texters, excuse me, I'm distracted by the text machine, but they're still working construction.
Big sites or small projects?
I don't know.
You may have been mistaken on the statewide shutdown. I was looking into that myself. There was a large labor group that called for a shutdown, but I didn't see that Baker approved it or that it's been issued. I don't know.
I was told by a mole. That the governor had shut down all construction as of, what is today, Thursday? As of Tuesday evening, the order had been issued.
Wouldn't they have announced that?
But perhaps, I don't know.
Maybe it's pending.
There is, outside of Tuca's house, since I live near it, in his mud hut, a gas main being replaced that will be a 5 to 6 week longer repair job. And there are plenty of guys down there humping away, digging and scraping every day.
No. All right. Well, we'll that's something we're going to have to get to the bottom of. We'll have to try to get to the bottom of that. Hello, Barrett. Hello, Barrett. I don't hear Barrett. I think, hear Rick. Hello, Rick.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
Not much. A couple things. First is the tiger don't fit, you must have quit.
Yes.
And then with
Robert Kraft donating how many millions of dollars worth of masks?
Yes.
I want to know first thing, is that going to count against the cap hit? And could we have saved Brady with that money?
I know. What about that? $2 million. Mm-hmm. Could that money have gone to Tom Brady as opposed to buying masks?
From Great China? Point.
And I'm an idiot. It was a fake OJ account that tweeted I did it.
Got duped.
It was like Adam Schefter.
Yep.
Curtis.
My apologies to that upstanding American.
What is wrong with you?
How long do you have, Greg?
Although I will say, OJ, funnier than Nick today.
Oh, my God.
It hurts. Ooh. It cuts to the core.
What a pill.
Danielle's empty seat's funnier than Nick today.
Oh, Curtis, from the back row. Nick that is, wasn't a I, fair
he's,
review.
Listen, he's stressed out. This whole thing.
I'm just saying.
Danielle, by the way, will you please share a photo? How have you been at your home for weeks and haven't shared a photo of the sex chair? Like, enough is enough.
Everybody, all right, I'll take one after, because it's got laundry on it right now.
Well, just move the laundry. Well, that's a sad comment on the current state of affairs.
Right?
If your home sex chair has laundry on it.
Right.
It's like the treadmill.
This is the worst time to not have a live-in unit.
I know.
I mean, I'm not like I now. For once, I'm envious of people that are shacked up with their significant others. Normally, I'd be like, "Nope, live in your own house. I'm fine. I have my space. You have yours." But right. Now I'm kind of like, "Hey, you want to come over and just like have sex through like the window or something? That would be really fun."
Yeah, I mean,
that's not an invitation for people that know where I live, by the way.
Yeah, Danielle, you may want to close your blinds ASAMFP now after that.
But the timing sucked with you and Friends with Benefits, right?
I know,
because he got a girlfriend right before the. Right,
yeah.
Before the quarantine started.
Not even like I could like sneak one in there and be like, hey, let's bang one out real quick and then we'll be good for quarantine.
And then I assume that you're worried about establishing a new Friends with Benefit thing because you don't want to get corona from the person.
Correct. Right? So I'm even nervous about going back to the well.
If we had that app from China, you know, approved green, then Daniel would be all set.
Right.
Check him at the door.
Right. Even, I mean, my most viable well options have even dried up. This is a tough time for
Why?
Me.
Because people are afraid to go out and
no, not even that. They just have other stuff going on.
Oh.
Usually I would have a couple of people within the well mix that I could go back to if need be. Like if FWB were not available, I could be like, oh, I could call this one. They'd probably be down for that. But now it's like, oh, this one's doing that. This one's got the other thing. This one's got that going on. Okay.
Well,
rechargeable batteries it is.
I feel like there are still some people that are playing Bumble roulette or Tinder roulette,
fast and loose,
and they're risking it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then they'll soon be playing ventilator roulette, which is also a great game.
Not fun.
I seriously use the social dating apps. That's fine. Click on the waiver that says I won't go to the ICU if I get COVID-19.
Oh, so you want the same kind of thing for the people who are going to go to the Woodstock Easter service as you do for those who are hooking up via any kind of an app. They have to sign a waiver that says they won't utilize our valuable medical services.
Suffer in the closet with a Pornhub like the rest of us,
right?
In the closet?
Well, whatever den of shame you can find in your house.
Can't be very romantic. All right.
One's looking for romance right now. Yeah. This is perfunctory, Greg.
I'm looking for whole milk and a breathing mask. One day at a time.
All right. So Instagram on the sex chair photo. I mean, everybody's dying to see what it looks like.
How about an Instagram selfie? Where have those gone? It's been weeks, Danielle.
I know.
It's the quarantine 15. That's the problem.
No, it's not even that. I'm having a rosacea outbreak, so I'm just very self-conscious about my face.
Well, it's not about just that it's your sex chair. It's just people don't know.
What ass sex chair looks like?
Yeah, many people don't. They, you know, they are spending their money on, you know, school supplies for the kids and homeschooling supplies, and so they'd like to live vicariously through somebody who has a sex chair, even though they're not able to use it during a quarantine.
I was hoping you were saying you had a rosé outbreak, Danielle, because I would respect you polishing a bottle during the morning news.
We probably at some point should do a drunk Danielle show, because that's always fun.
Yeah,
we can do it. Like I'll ramp up so that the drunk hits after the news.
Well, people are really concerned. Have you seen the people who are asking that the liquor stores be closed because they feel like America has inherited or I guess not inherited, but has America is now suffering a massive alcohol crisis?
I did. And did you see yesterday you were using Barefoot Contessa's chicken recipe?
Yes. Yes.
She was on Twitter pouring the most massive martini I have ever seen in my life. She had this recipe. It was like... a bottle of Grey Goose and a splash of lime, and she poured it into this massive, like, yard glass martini.
What else is she supposed to do?
Oh, my God.
Was it like one of those, like, hot tubs that two people get in the Poconos or something,
yeah,
Curtis?
Jeffrey had a black eye this morning.
I mean, you can't tell me, though, you can't tell me that Parmesan, Barefoot Contessa Parmesan chicken that I made with greens.
How was it?
Oh,
I like
A+.
How you put the greens in.
Was it like arugula or something?
It was A+, yeah.
It was mesclun.
It was
he found the one leftover container of mesclun.
It was A+.
Shaw's had an abundance of mesclun, so it was beautiful for him.
If you want to see if you want to take a look at my skills when it comes to the kitchen, I'm very accomplished in the kitchen and the bedroom. If you'd like to see my skills, you can take a look at my Instagram. Greg Hill, WEEI, is where you would find that.
Are you doing a better job cooking or drinking?
Well, I did include I was sampling the Screwball peanut butter whiskey, which a lot of people might not think is something you would want. It's delicious. It's over the top good.
It's a spectacular liqueur. Here's the question: can one use that in a Manhattan? Have you gotten crazy for that?
I haven't done that. Generally, it's the bourbon that mm-hmm. is in a Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Walnut Bitters knows that, but
of course he does.
You could, I suppose you could use it in like a peanut butter old fashioned or something like that if you wanted to. All right, Danielle, anything else?
Yes, Lucky Strike. The makers of Lucky Strike say that they're working on a vaccine that could be made from tobacco.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's huge news.
That's why you're clear there, Greg.
Yes.
Because of dip?
Yes.
Because of dip.
Oh, that's why I don't think I'm likely. Out of everybody here at the station, I think didn't Rich say they chose me to be the most likely to get it something like
super
that?
Super spreader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fun contest to win.
So they can make it out of tobacco.
Yeah, they have a biotech subsidiary called Kentucky Bioprocessing, and they say that they're working on a vaccine that can be produced in lab-grown plants that are closely related to tobacco. This same firm helped develop an experimental Ebola treatment back in 2014.
Wow.
And they say that they're hopeful. So they're, you know, just another company to throw their hat into the ring per se for the race to the corona vaccine or the virus.
What about the pandemic guy who says he found a cure? Any further news on that?
I haven't seen an update on that, but I will keep looking.
They asked Fauci about it, and he never heard of the guy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he said...
Who gives nobody else any kind of credit whatsoever.
That's like when they ask Greg if he's heard like of a certain host, a radio host in New Hampshire, and he's like, nope, don't know the guy.
All right. Speaking of Fauci, we are going to get to our feature on this show, the top five most important, most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's White House briefing coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.